Through these halls where lovers get lost and lust consumes the wicked. A place where reality collides with fantasy. In the pages where romance is second to none. Welcome to the Lover's Library.
I'm Carly.
I'm Sydney.
And I'm Zoe.
Welcome back to the podcast.
Hi, friends.
Hi, guys.
It's like 8:30, guys, okay?
And I've only had a couple of sips of coffee, which I think that's helping me. I don't know about y'all.
My Red Bull's unopened right now. So
great. Open it up. Do it.
Ooh, yeah. Get some ASMR on here.
Everybody be quiet. Oh!
That was a good one.
I lied.
Well, we're doing Lucky Charm by Anne Marie Meyer. And whoop, I'm whoop. So excited. I really whoop, liked whoop. Her book. We did the In on Harmony Island. And then this is the one we got with our little promo package. Which
I also
was cool.
Read The Shop Around the Corner by
yes.
her. Yes. So good.
I really need to just binge all of her books. She has a lot.
She does.
Like a lot.
I want all of them.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you guys have heard about this new relationship going on out in the public, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
I was like, what?
What is Anne involved in?
Another one? Oh my gosh.
Well, that's a great segue into our book.
So, what's the scoop? So, this book was inspired by the love story of my girl, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. But first, let's refresh on all things Anne Marie. So she's a mom of four boys, bless her heart, and one little girl. She lives in rural Arkansas and writes good, clean romance. They are closed romance, but we got a bonus spicy scene with this book.
I know. I wish I would have read it. I need to go back. I actually really enjoy that her books are closed door romance because a lot of times we get some books that are pretty spicy.
Yeah.
And it's nice to have like a change in pace where it's more like lovey-dovey rather than just dicks out all the time.
Well, I mean, you get all the things that you need from it. Like all the components are there. You just get to leave a lot to your, not a lot, but you get to leave it to your imagination.
Yes. And I love a dual POV.
Yes.
Ugh. I wish all romances were
right?
dual POV.
Ugh. We all love to know what the guys are thinking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In real life, I would like that, please.
Right, yeah. Give me your running script, please.
I don't know if I want to know sometimes.
It's all for the plot, okay?
Well, Lucky Charm is about Emerson King and Stone Walker. The two grew up together as the off-limits little sister and then the best friend to her big brother. Stone always respected his friend and left her alone. But after a massive falling out, the two had gone through years without any contact. That is, till Emerson moves in across the hall from Stone and her BFF/manager, Tilly, starts scheming.
Dun, dun, dun.
So
this
that
book
brings us to Lover's Quarrel.
Let's talk about it.
Can I just say, since I just said Tilly, I had a love-hate relationship with her.
Me too.
Sometimes I was like, thank you. And then other times I was like, Tilly, come on. What the fuck?
They were in their own grumpy sunshine relationship as best friends.
Yes.
Yeah. No, for real.
Tilly, I loved her character, but if I was her friend in real life, I'd be like, girl, you have got to be realistic at least once in your life.
Yeah.
Calm down.
Can you chill for a second? Okay. The first thing I wanted to mention, besides Tilly, was, can we talk about the stupid rule that no friends can date the little sister?
Yes.
Like, don't
you
think?
But I love the trope, but I hate it.
I think guys always do that to, like, be protective of their sisters. But also, if you know that your best friend is a good person,
yeah,
wouldn't you want them to be together?
Yes. That's my point exactly. I was like, what kind of people are you hanging out with that you couldn't, they couldn't date your sister?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I just read a comment on, like, a TikTok reel or Instagram reel, and the comment was, you're only as nice as your creepiest friend. And I was like, that's so real. If you have a creepy friend, nobody wants to hang out with you.
Right.
I don't think I have any creepy friends, so that's good. It's good
maybe
to hear.
You are the creepy friend.
Maybe I am. Oh my god, I am. I'm the creepy friend. I literally, when I meet like my older nieces friends or like boyfriends specifically, when I'm introduced to them, I'm like, oh, I'm hi, I'm Carly. I'm the weird aunt.
Oh my God.
I say that like every time.
You have your own title.
Yeah. They're probably like, oh my God, this she's doing it again. So basically what brings us to this big falling out was that Stone was on the football team with Emerson's brother.
Caden.
And Caden was having a great year. And they were both seniors. And Caden was getting some attention from scouts, which we find out later they were paid.
Yeah.
Which is so bribed. Stupid. Yeah. Bribed, yes. But so these scouts came and Stone actually had like a great night.
Mm-hmm.
And it was because Emerson, well, they make you think that it was because she had given him this little keychain mm-hmm. that had mm-hmm. a lucky charm on it that she had gotten from her grandfather. And then he has this like awesome night and he has all the luck now. And her family seems to have lost all their luck.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So this game happens. Stone does amazing.
Yeah.
And these scouts are like, screw Caden. Like, we want Stone.
Yeah, for real.
And
imagine getting paid to come watch this kid and then not even picking him.
Yeah. Right? They don't care. Lame. They're like, your money didn't, like, I'm not obligated to pick him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ugh. But so when he gets home from that game, he's on this like high, like, oh my gosh, I just had the best game of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, these people are talking to me. I had no college, like, prospects up to this point. And then he gets there and they, Mr. King, so it's Caden and Emerson's parents,
mm-hmm.
were like, we need to talk.
They're the just douchebags.
Right?
Full on.
Not my favorite character.
No.
And we don't hear a lot from them
yeah.
throughout the book, but they're such a big deal.
They're supposed to be like his saving grace yeah. from his abusive father.
Yeah. I was going to say, we have to like rewind a tad bit because yeah. I left that part out. Like Stone, his dad was very abusive and his mom ended up like
abandoning them.
Yeah.
We never hear anything else, just the fact that she left.
Yeah. And so it's like one night it got really bad and he's like, I can't live here anymore. And they had always told him like, if you ever need a place to land, we will be your soft spot to land. You know, mm-hmm. you can always come here. And they took this boy in with open arms, let him live at their house. Not a lot of people will do that.
No.
You know?
Yeah.
And, like, I've had people make comments about feeding the neighborhood kids. Like, oh, you just feed everybody? Like, oh, rah, rah. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
They hungry, yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Like, if they need to eat, they can eat.
Mm-hmm.
Can't guarantee I have the best food here, but, I mean, if you're hungry, here
yeah,
you go.
Yeah, for real.
Hey. Anything is anything.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But anyway, so they were so nice and let him, like, literally move in with them. And then the second these football scouts are more interested in him than their son, they freak out and they're like, well, I just think you should do the better thing and
the noble thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And turn down that offer.
Like, you guys have never been noble in your lives, but okay.
Exactly.
My thing is, I would, if you're going to have this guy who you've been taking care of go and play sports and being in the NFL mm-hmm. or whatever, just be like, hey, don't forget us
yeah.
when you're famous.
Exactly.
Instead of trying to ruin his life too.
Because it could have yeah. benefited everybody, mm-hmm. honestly. Yeah. Even if Stone and the brother, Caden, would have stayed friends, I'm more than positive Stone would have been able to be like, hey, I have a great football friend. Let's yeah. maybe put him in training one of the training days and let's get him a part of the sport. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it would have been beneficial in the long run if their pride wasn't hurt.
Well, and if he was really that good, like,
he still would have get picked up. Maybe not by yeah. the team he wanted.
He could have tried out for different people.
If he exactly. was wanting to be at that university anyways, he could have still went there and tried out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But they weren't happy that, like, Stone was getting scholarships when he couldn't afford college anyways.
Right.
You can't be happy for this kid.
Right. So who was stupid. Basically your son.
Right.
Which makes you feel like, did y'all really love him? Mm-mm. Did you? Did you just see like a charity case?
Right.
Something exactly. to put a notch on your like goodwill.
Yeah.
Stuff. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know if that. I don't think that was it. I just felt. I think they felt like he was never going to amount to a whole lot. So he wasn't like a threat.
I guess that.
You know? But he proved them wrong, motherfuckers.
Sure did. God. I do. As much as I love Anne Marie Meyer and her books, I hated his name. Stonewalker, stop it. That's a terrible name.
Well, then we fast forward to Emerson, and it seemed like once Stone got his luck, like we said, the rest of the family lost theirs, and her parents end up splitting up. They go through financial troubles. Caden never went to college or dropped out or
it's
something like that.
It's wild to me to base your marriage off of if your kids succeed in life.
It's crazy. Right?
Like, that didn't seem like a marriage. Just fought and broke up.
There's so much. I don't know.
Caden ended up getting arrested and addicted to drugs and like
all these things.
Like, I mean, you've heard of this story before, you know, like people.
Well, he sounds like a spoiled brat to me.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, we've heard the story of people like who don't get the dream and, you know, people that now like when they're.
But he didn't even try.
Yeah. But have you ever seen Napoleon Dynamite?
Yes.
Many.
Uncle Rico.
Your food.
Yeah. Uncle Rico. He's living in his golden days.
Oh, my God,
days.
He is.
So, Caden is Uncle Rico. Yeah, he is. Oh, no. But, yeah. And, you know, I think Uncle Rico also had, like, this point in his life where, like, down in the dumps, I will never make anything because the one chance that I had, which that's not how life works, is gone and da-da-da-da-da and life is ruined and now I'm just going to go get high and drunk and... live in a trailer and throw steaks at my nephews.
I mean, sometimes you just have to throw stuff at
That
people.
Was one of my favorite, sorry to get off track, but that was one of my favorite scenes in Napoleon Dynamite. When he's sitting with the nerdy one. I mean, they're both nerdy. But the one that ends up with LaFonda.
Yeah.
And like says, hey, look. And Napoleon's riding down the road on his bike with his friend. And he like chunks this steak right at his face, knocks his glasses off. It was the funniest thing in the world. We should add a clip of that. But no, it was a good time. Anyways, back to our book. Back to what we were actually talking about.
Well, let's see if I can tie this in. Steak. No.
I want to see how you do this.
Got nothing.
Oh, well, dang it.
Emerson wasn't eating steaks because she was a little broke. Because she did not make it big.
Hey, yeah. There you go.
She had the talent, but she just didn't. She wasn't getting noticed. Yeah. She moved to Nashville, and she had been kind of struggling. Mm-hmm. And apparently she had some fans, like big fans, that wanted to, like, sponsor her and pay for her to move into this apartment for a while as, like, a temp kind of thing.
Which is sketch.
Very sketchy. Yeah. I would never accept that.
No.
But however,
I mean, I get that people do like the shared rent thing where someone's going to be gone for an extended period of time and they'll rent out their place. But this stranger wanting to pay for it, I was like, no. Were you guys creeped out about that?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. At first, I was like, maybe this is going to be some weird way to throw back. Like, it's Stone's mom that's paying for it because she knew how much Stone loved her. Like, but it was not. It was not that.
I thought it was going to be Stone. But then I was like, how did he know she was having troubles?
Right.
Like, that's true. But I don't know. But they did mention like a stalker at one point, and I was like, it's the dude. It's the stalker that's paying for this. Like, are you sure it's not him? Because now he knows exactly where she lives.
Which is horrible.
Yeah.
Like,
that's what, when they had talked about that, I was like, oh my God, this is a really dumb idea. And she said, no, I made sure it wasn't him. But then they never really talk about him. So is that situation just done and over?
Well, but then like Tilly even meets Brett.
He's the stalker guy.
Cause he's the dude that paid for the apartment. And she never recognized him or said like that's him. So it's like, how did she really vet this guy? Did she really?
Maybe it was just anonymous.
Yeah.
And Tilly was just trying to make her feel comfortable about it.
Well, the only good thing that came out of that was Stone being her neighbor.
Literally the only thing that good that came out of that.
But I was dying when she realized it was Stone. When they heard that noise and they went and she looked through the little peephole and she's like, what is it? Who is it? She's like, it's Stonewalker. I could just picture her like turning around with her back against the door and just sliding down into like
with her hands on her face.
Yeah, she's like, oh my God, it's him. Like, so Stone realizes she's the neighbor and she's moving everything in and her and Tilly are trying to get everything from the moving truck. And Stone's getting ready to go out with the other football guys. Mm-hmm. And when they come in, Tilly's like, oh, what big guys, why don't you help us move everything?
Which is actually hilarious.
Yeah. And they're like, okay. Because they all seem like genuinely like nice guys.
Yeah.
And they help her move everything. And then Tilly's like, okay, well, we're going to take you to lunch now. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden Tilly's like, but I can't go. So she's going to take you to lunch. Yeah. And then they get there. And I'm like, first of all, like, you're going to send your best friend with, like, what, five guys that you don't know?
Yeah.
And I don't care if they're NFL players. We've heard them do some shady stuff before.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, really? What is she supposed to ride in the car with five guys? Like, and then you're sending her somewhere? I was just like, that's not safe, bro.
And plus, like, Tilly, come on. Why don't you want to go? Like, is that just... It's not just her and Stone. Yeah. So you could have occupied your time with four other guys and she would have been able to talk to Stone.
It's also so, like...
She broke girl code.
Yes, and you can think, oh, well, Stone's going to be there, so he'll protect her. But also, you don't know how he feels about the whole situation that she just explained to you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of like, eh.
And then, well, and then the guys bail.
Yeah, which is kind of hilarious, though. I love them.
But then it's just the two of them. And I really enjoyed... This is the part that I was like, okay, I really like this guy, Stone. Because I think this is when his personality really came out to us. Because at the beginning when we were introduced, it was kind of just like, yeah, he had a shitty like upbringing. And, mm-hmm. and he got that underhand. And now, oh, yay, something good finally came of him. So they go into the restaurant and she's like, I'm just going to go in and use their phone. And she gets up to the line and she gets distracted or whatever. I can't even remember. Mm-hmm. But she hears someone like clear their throat behind him and she turns back and it's Stone. Hmm. And he's like standing there with his hands in his pockets. Like, I can just picture it. I'm like so freaking hot. Like, he probably looks so hot.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
And then... she was just standing there staring at him and he was just standing there staring at her like, what? and then all of a sudden he goes, line moved. I was like, oh my God.
Smooth criminal, this one.
I fell in love with him because I was like, that's funny. Like, that's funny right there.
Why are they always so freaking like snarky mm-hmm. but hot at the same time?
Yeah.
Suavemente.
He's like, you're being an idiot. You're throwing a temper tantrum. We're already here. We're both hungry. We might as well have lunch and I can take you home. Like, why are you being a little brat? And then she's like so enamored by him that she doesn't even notice the line moved. I said, all the friends knew right away that those two loved each other.
Immediately.
Yeah. They were like, oh, Coach has some stuff we got to do.
Yeah. Isaac I forgot. And you guys George go have was a date. It? Were my favorite.
Uh-huh. Okay, yeah. So then my next one was, so she goes to a show and Stone comes.
Mm-hmm.
But it was with the guys.
Yeah,
that's the one I was thinking of. They're all like, oh dang, that's your girl. And he's like, stop it. And then he ends up leaving because he's like, I don't want to, you know, deal with this shit. And then that's the gig that she meets Brett.
Yeah.
And he's like
dancing all over her.
Dancing on her. And she's very drunk. Like, mm-hmm. she's clearly drunk. And that's when the guys text Stone and they're like, hey, come get your girl. Like, somebody's
creeping. Some dude's creeping on her.
Yeah. And he was there. Yeah. I was like, yes.
And he drives a motorcycle. Mm-hmm.
That reminded me of the time that I was at a club and I was dancing with this one guy and it was really kind of awkward. I don't know. And then I texted Adam and he came to my rescue.
Oh, you had this scene in your real life. In IRL.
So he took her home from the bar after that show because she had drank way too much. But I was surprised she wanted help getting in her PJs.
I know, me too. I was like, you need to leave. I will sleep in this full outfit.
I was like, girl, you live alone. Right. Like, what do you need help with?
She didn't make great choices.
No.
I was like, you can just take your clothes off, like, when he leaves and go to bed naked if you want. No one, you don't live with anybody. You can wear whatever you want.
Yeah. I was always mildly concerned about her safety throughout.
Oh, my God.
No kidding.
Time.
I was like, where's your family? Where's your friend? Where's your family at?
What's her name? Poppy was going to come home and be like, okay, get out. I'm back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are you doing with your life?
Right.
But at this point, did he already see her boobs?
Yes.
Because she was walking naked through the kitchen.
She forgot something.
Her hair oil or something.
Yeah, she was running back into the kitchen to grab it, and she didn't have a top on, and he saw her boobs.
That would have been if you were if you had like this in a rom-com,
mm-hmm.
we all would have busted out.
Oh, yeah. So funny.
At this part.
But then the part where when he's helping her get into her pajamas and she goes to take off her bras, right before that, she goes, what'd she say? Help me get into my pajamas. It's not like you haven't seen my boobs. and then she said, you haven't said anything about that. Were they hideous? Were they that hideous?
That's how I would be too. Like, I know that you saw my boobs. What's wrong? What's wrong with them?
I would have said nothing. I would have been, no.
Yeah.
We're not putting any attention on that situation that happened. Now I'm embarrassed and now I'm red.
She was so drunk, though. She was spilling it all. Mm-hmm. But then she goes to take off her bra and he's like, don't.
I know. Like, what a gentleman.
Yeah.
He had this much control left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't push it.
He held it together for a long time.
Yeah. I mean, years.
Yeah.
So
I didn't know we were getting a fake dating trope.
Me either.
Until the end of the book.
Which I guess makes sense because...
I mean, it doesn't happen until like chapter...
Was it really that long?
17.
Yeah, it was pretty far in.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
But funny because people think that like Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift is a fake dating. Like, well, they just wanted the NFL to get more stats. And then all of a sudden they're like, oh, well, maybe they actually are in love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're still together.
They are. They're going to get married and they're going to have babies and it's going to be so adorable.
Oh, my gosh.
I am happy for them.
Me too.
I'm glad that I don't hear about it as much.
Oh, my gosh. Let me tell you. I'm so happy. I only see it every now and again. It's like a little blink.
Yeah. Which is good. It's good for them that they can have a little bit. I mean, it's not though. They don't have privacy anyways.
Mm-mm.
But we anything don't see they often. Try and do, it's there if you look for it.
Mm-hmm. If you look for it, you'll find
they're
it.
They're like, oh my gosh, they're at dinner. They're having lunch on vacation and they're arguing. She's yelling at him. And I was like, have you ever talked to anyone that's animated?
Yeah.
Like,
they're playing charades.
When I talk, I'm very animated. I get loud. Mm-hmm. I could, if I'm like telling you a story and I was upset in the story, I will look like I'm mad.
Yeah. If I got mad at somebody at work and I'm telling Peyton about it, people will definitely drive by us and be like, that girl is yelling at
me. Yes, yes. And so I'm like,
we need to get an eye on that one.
You can't say that that's what's happening, but that's a whole nother thing.
The media.
Right. So what happens is Tilly sees Stone watching Emerson perform and she's like,
She says, I'll keep your secret.
You like her, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, please don't say anything.
You got them big feelings.
How does this happen so often that we are in these situations? You love this person. They love you. And you're both like, haha, no, I don't like you.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you. Communication. Why? And also.
Never in these books. There's never enough communication ever.
And also, people assume what is best for the other person or what the other person wants.
Yeah.
You can't. And I think she even said it. She's like, let me make that choice.
Yes.
Let me make that decision. Don't make it for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you don't know. Like, fast forward to the end. At that point, he thought her relationship with her parents was fine and dandy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I will destroy your family if we get together.
And she has like one conversation with her mom the whole book.
Yeah
And she's like, no, you don't understand, like, I don't care, you're a 10, baby.
I think that was that was one of the problems I kind of had with the book a little bit, is that like for the family to be such a big deal to Emerson, and we don't even get a lot from them. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, why do they hold so much gravity for you when in the story we don't even, we get like this much. I'm doing a really little bit.
A little bit.
And I wish that we had a book that gave people more like, hey, I want to make the, don't assume anything about me.
Yeah.
Let me give you the real real so that you don't think outside of the box and make all of this not happen when it could be happening sooner and better.
Yeah. No kidding.
That book would be so short.
It would. But it would be so like, wow, that's real life. It's not imaginary. But I do think in real life we do that too. We assume, I assume so
100%
much.
100%.
Yeah.
One thing about this book was that it felt like there was so much happening in such a short amount of time, but I didn't, it felt like it was just the summary of a prequel and I wasn't getting all of the plot that I wanted.
I want more for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It felt way too, the book wasn't short by any means, but it was like, it felt too short because we got so much of them going back and forth. Not very much of them together, and then not very much of their past.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it could have been fleshed out just a little bit in some of the bigger plot points. Like, could we get a little bit more of their relationship there at the beginning?
There's a lot of things that when the book ended, I was like, nothing is resolved.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's a lot that's not resolved, actually.
Well, I think it was like kind of, like, you knew, like, she had ditched her relationship with her parents. She didn't care. And then her, or Stone's grandma kind of, like, adopted her into the family and was just like, I'm your person now. If you need a mama, I'm here.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
She was real sweet. I liked her.
Me too.
But, okay, so the fake dating, though. So Tilly comes up with the plan of, let's use Stone. Let's use his popularity to help boost your popularity. And maybe if you guys put on this like fake dating thing, everyone will see you and that'll get a record label to sign you. And so they're talking about this and I love this quote. And actually it was one that Anne Marie put on a sticker and I was like, yes.
Ooh,
which one?
I love stickers.
I think it was, yeah, he said, when we're dating, you are mine.
Oh yeah.
Even if it's fake.
Yeah. When I was reading on a lot of like the, I don't know, I was doing some research on it or just like getting everybody else's opinions. And that quote.
You do that a lot. I never do that.
Once I finish a book, especially like for the podcast, I try to get everybody else's opinions on it too, just so I get a full scope of kind of what the, what everybody is thinking about this book.
I don't care. I'm going to tell you what I think.
Well, because sometimes, like, some people will say, like, Shadow Daddy. I wouldn't have came up with that on my own. That was Shadow somebody Daddy. From like the comments.
Fuck boy Jack, when you said, he's not dead. And I was like, that boy's dead. And then I read the next book, and spoiler alert, he's not dead.
He's not dead?
No.
I knew it. Yeah. I told you.
So dumb.
So dumb.
So dumb.
That was from the comments, though. That was a theory.
But I think he's going to change. Who knows? We'll see.
I don't want him to change. Wrong book, wrong thing right now. But I don't think he's going to change. Does they he change? Well, you change. Read it.
Yeah. There's more. She's
there's
not
like
done
five
yet.
Books, oh. I think.
Is this going to... Hey, Anne-Marie, I got a question. Is this going to become a series? Is she making this a series?
I don't think so.
It would be fun to...
or see
if she made
guys.
This into a series. Because like Isaac had... A new girl. Maybe we'll get like Isaac and Tilly or something.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Well, my next favorite scene was the ring camera scene. I was.
Oh my gosh.
Literally dying.
I loved that. It was perfect. And then stupid face. What's her name? I was going to call her Maggie.
Emerson.
Emerson.
Oh. Oh, wrong book.
Yeah. Being all dumb.
Well, okay, tell it to the people on the on the air.
So
come on.
Stone had went on this like kind of work date with what's her face?
Priscilla
from the Priscilla. She was like a sports journalist, broadcaster or whatever. And he was like bored one night and she wanted to go out to dinner and he's like, fine, whatever, like I'm hungry. I'll go.
And she's tried many a time. And he's like, girl, I do not want this. Mm-hmm.
Which is weird that he would even go. Like, you can get your own food. Like, why would you go? But he didn't care. Mm-hmm. And I think he was kind of trying to make Emerson jealous, even though he didn't plan on seeing her. Mm-hmm. But anyways, Emerson runs into them as they're leaving on their date. And she's like, wow, he's going out with this girl and she's freaking gorgeous. So in her attempt to rebel against him and get back at him, she gets really drunk and hangs out with Brett again.
Yeah, what a dummy.
Throw up and in my mouth.
She ends up leaving before anything can go on more. And I believe Brett had invited her back to his apartment. Yeah. And so he had came to her apartment later to apologize, which that gives us a little tip because she never gave him her address.
No, she did.
Because he's a stalker.
Well, she asked later, she's like, how did you know my address? And he's like, you gave it to me. And she's like, I did? So I kind of wonder if she really did.
Maybe she didn't. Stalker.
Or he just knew because he was the one paying for the apartment.
Oh, I didn't catch that. That's smart. Stalker.
But then...
wasn't this the same night she met with like record deal people? And
oh yeah,
she got drunk because they didn't like neither of them gave her answers.
Yeah.
Or maybe she was celebrating and she was drinking with
them.
She
was supposed to meet them.
And then she was already drunk after she met with them and ran into him.
This freaking guy.
He's a stalker.
So the next morning, she's like, she had ended up staying at Tilly's because they were so drunk. She had to just stay with Tilly. And Stone had access to the Ring camera because the neighbor had given it to him. She's like, help watch things for me while I'm gone. Mm-hmm. And so he got the notification that someone was at the door. So he's like, that's weird. And he pulled it up and it's this dude. And he's like, he immediately starts fucking with this guy. And I was like, I love you.
Me too.
Like, that is hilarious. He's like, wrong apartment, dude. And then he tells him, he's like, oh, yeah, she's got people coming in and out of there all the time.
She's always over there with guys.
And then, and my favorite part.
He went to the inn to make sure this guy believed
him. And I was
him.
Like, I could see it in my head. And the he umpteenth. Was so hot. Like, he had to look so sexy doing this, too. He said, I headed straight out of my apartment, shut the door behind me, and bounded down the stairs like a guy who just got laid. But he said he like pulled on a hoodie and put the hood up so the guy wouldn't see him, and he had like sweats or something on. And I was like, oh, they're probably gray sweatpants too, aren't they?
Oh, I bet they were.
Of course. Of course.
He probably looked so delicious.
Yeah, he did.
Running down those stairs.
Of course.
Oh, shit. But I was so funny. I was dying.
I thought, like, I was really hoping, okay, now Brett is just going to, I thought he would just get mad and like yell at her. But no, he freaking, she called him.
And like, apologized.
I'm sorry that I got drunk. He's like, okay, you old skank, why are you lying about your apartment and telling me all this?
Right.
She's like, what are you talking about?
That's when she figures out that it was Stone.
Yeah, so they
She's
figure
like, you
out
son of a bitch.
Poppy gave Stone the access.
And he's like, what?
I thought it was funny.
I thought it was so funny.
I think even in that situation, I wouldn't have been that mad.
I would have been like,
Brett already forgave you, so who cares? If you really want to be with him, he's not even that mad.
Mm-hmm. I would have been like, yeah, that's pretty funny. Can I see that footage?
I love Ring camera footage. It's the best.
But even like Brett had the audacity to say, this can't be real that her and Stone were together. Like, I just can't believe it. Why?
Yeah.
Why can you not believe that?
Because he's obsessive.
Well, he's about to because then...
And a stalker.
Emerson.
Sorry.
Then Emerson goes to one of Stone's games as part of the charade. And can I say, how freaking cute is she? She wore his jersey because he asked her to. And I thought that was so precious. But then she had her hair in pigtail buns.
Yeah, I love that.
I was like, oh my God, you're so fucking
her
cute.
Her outfits were so, like... early 2000s, so hard. The chunky belts and my God.
Well, she's it brought me back. If you go to Nashville, though, I feel like that fits. Like, I think her clothes would have fit. Like, what she was describing, I was like, yeah, that's Nashville. Mm-hmm.
The white cowboy boots are super cute.
Yeah. But what was I going to say? Oh, I was so worried. I was like, oh my gosh, Stone is going to freaking choke with her there.
That's what I thought, too.
Because he legit loves her.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's her man.
Yeah.
But I mean, they kept saying stupid things like all for the fans. Like, don't kiss her and then say that. Yeah. Kiss her and be like, hey girl, I love you.
Right. And then she could tell it was my life. But that's what it, that's how those fake dating ones go.
Always.
Always. Every always. Time.
They have to fake it until they're like, and the you faked it too hard and now work. I believe you.
Yeah. I think it's funny that she wrote so out the rules and he immediately said these rules aren't going to work, mm-hmm. which is so much better than the other ones who try to follow the rules and then end up making breaking out.
Yeah. But I was worried that he was going to flop at the game, but he mm-hmm. didn't. He actually had a great game. So I was like, oh, I feel like I was so nervous the whole time. I was like, oh my gosh. But I thought it was funny how initially when she first rode on his motorcycle with him, she was like, ooh, I don't know.
Yeah.
And then as the time went on, she was like, I'm starting to really like these bike rides. And I was like, it sounds like really cozy.
I know.
I was like, I want to be a backpack. Adam, maybe you can have a bike.
I was like, I want to be a backpack.
That's what they call them. They
no, they do not.
Yes, yeah, they do.
Is that a thing?
Yes.
That is freaking hilarious.
I always see the Instagram reels or the TikToks makes sense. Where the guy like puts his hand on her knee and squeezes it. I'm like,
yes.
I want that.
Or she like be a scoots in closer and like.
We should make that a sticker. A motorcycle is it. I want to be a backpack.
Yes.
I don't want like a cruiser bike, the big ones, but a little crotch rocket, a little fast car or fast motorcycle.
Give me a little buggy on the side.
It's going to be a, crotch rocket, but we can only go like 30 and stay away from other cars so that we don't become the next level one trauma.
You can have a Honda Grom. Those ones only go like 60 miles per hour.
No, I want the maybe little buggy on the side. Dirt bikes. That's all I want. I don't need to be touching you. Just oh right gosh. Here. Squeeze my hand. Okay.
So, sorry. I had good time.
I've been yawning this whole time. So, it's early in the morning, guys.
So, as they start to like get more and more, you know,
acquainted,
he, after that first game, he takes her on his bike. They go to dinner.
Sorry. There was just a bunch of smoke.
The candle did something weird.
Oh, it might have blown out from the fan.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. I was like, we were like, is the house
right
on fire?
Sydney, too. I was like,
don't say that. I just replaced the exhaust fan in our bathroom by myself. Talked to a aeronautical engineer and a nuclear engineer about the wiring.
Girl.
And so I feel confident in their decision making. I mean,
you did. High five. Give me some on that.
So I was like, but then my brother, who's the aeronautical engineer, he said, this is what I think you should do. And if your house catches on fire, I didn't tell you.
Oh, my God.
I was like, thanks. But then the nuclear engineer said the same thing. And so I was like, okay, we're good.
Yeah.
I feel safe now.
Why do you know these people? That's pretty cool.
Our brother. And Adam can edit.
I mean, her brother, yeah.
Adam can edit this out.
No, so keep it in. It keep it in, Adam.
So one is my brother. He's mm-hmm. the aeronautical engineer. And then our friend, David. Shout out David and Lori. Hi, Lori, because I know you listen. Love you. But David, he's our friend. Y'all. And mm-hmm. he's in the Navy.
Navy.
So he works with like the nuclear shit.
That'd be awful.
Should we know that?
If I had to get drafted and like they would let you pick. The Navy would be my last choice.
I would want to do the water. What are they called?
Put me in the kitchen.
Coast.
Or in the mailroom.
Coast Patrol. What
Coast
are they?
Guard?
Coast Guard. Yeah.
Coast Patrol?
I mean, same thing.
You Paw Patrol.
I used to really want to be on the Coast Guard.
Put me in the mailroom or the kitchen. I don't want to be a part of no buttons that got to be pushed. Oh my God. Push bombs though.
Okay. Anyways, wait.
We are all over the place.
I do want to say one quick thing about when he went out with Priscilla.
Yes.
She got drunk and he put her in an Uber and he was like, okay, bye. And then he sat there and he was like, I cannot let this drunk girl go home in an Uber by herself.
Good guy.
And he
took her home.
Yeah.
That was so nice.
He's a solid guy.
I was getting weird feelings about that Uber driver. I was like, I don't even know what she said about him, but I was like, don't send her alone.
Mm-hmm. That's my thing. Like, I am suspicious of everyone.
Isn't that sad that today mm-hmm. women would literally pick a bear over a man?
There was a girl in
I have to be alone in the woods. Who would you rather be alone with?
Why
a strange
is that
man
in
or a bear?
Woods?
I'd be like the bear. I could probably convince him not to eat me.
I mean, honestly, bears are my favorite animals, so I'd probably try to pet it. And if that's how I died, I'd probably die happy. So,
insane.
But there was a girl in Walmart the other day walking around with her headphones on. I really wanted to be like, ma'am, please take those off.
I put my AirPods in.
Don't. You're going to get kidnapped.
They're on real low. It's never when the baby is with me. Only when I'm on myself. You're going to get kidnapped. And I have very good spatial awareness.
Sydney disappears, guys. We know why.
Spatial awareness? Is that what it is? What is it?
But are you vigilant?
Yes. I know where. As soon as I get to anywhere, I'm like, where are my exits immediately?
But do you notice that guy that's been following you the last couple aisles?
Yes.
Hey.
Okay. I'm suspicious of everybody, too.
Me, too.
Look at us. We're all the creepy friends.
Well, good job, Stone, for taking her.
Yes.
And he even helped her get all the things. I don't know if he helped her into PJs, but he gave her the Tylenol in the water. But anywho. So then he goes on the date after the football game with Emerson. And they had a wonderful dinner and it was like super cute and romantic. And they had a great discussion and they're just really enjoying each other. And then he took her home. And when they got there, she's like, I don't want to be done. Like, let's go sit and talk.
Mm-hmm.
And so she asked him if he wanted to come have some coffee with her. And they get up there and she has decided, you know, it really just seems like he's into me. Like, mm-hmm. I'm getting vibes that he likes me. And she's like, I like him. So fuck it. I'm just going to go for it. So she literally has just set this coffee down, right? She makes him a glass of coffee, sets it down. And then she did, what'd she do? She like put her hand on his leg or something like that.
Yeah.
And he goes, it says, so Stone straightened and then moved to stand. I'm sore. I'm going to go do an ice bath. Good night.
You know how embarrassed I would be?
He like got up, said bye, left. And she's like, what?
I'd be like,
just happened.
Obviously, I'm ugly. My boobs are ugly.
He yeah, doesn't like me. My coffee was bad. He didn't like being around me. I'm not funny.
We're never going to be together.
But I was like, I was proud of her for confronting him about it.
Scene I love so much because it's that stupid, it's all over TikTok where these guys are in the ice bath and the girl gets in it and they have to like be in there for a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
And the guy has his arms around her. I love this video. I watch it every time it's on TikTok. Really? I watch it. It's like 6 seconds long.
I've never seen it before.
I'll post it.
There you go.
It's so good. I love it.
Well, she goes over to confront him and this is kind of what Zoe was talking about. She goes over to confront him and he's like, you're fucking taking too long. I'm getting in my ice bath. I'm not talking about this. So he gets in the ice bath and then she's like, fine, if you want to talk to me, I'm getting in with you. So she strips to her panties and her bra and she gets in with him.
Mm.
And he's like, why'd you do that? And he like grabs her and he's like holding her. And I'm like, bro, you do this all the time. What's it gonna, it's not gonna hurt her.
Right.
If she wants to be a ding dong and hop in the ice bath, she's fine.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Her
but,
choice.
But I thought that was kind of funny that he was like, bruh. But then she fell hard for this man. And
finally.
He's like, oh my gosh. I just, ugh. So he takes her out. They go and they get in the shower. They have like a really passionate kiss, which we'll get into later. But then he like all of a sudden just leaves again.
Yeah.
And she's like, this man is constantly leaving me.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
And so she gets out and follows him again and confronts him. And she's like, I love you. Like, I've fallen in love with you. And he goes, you shouldn't have done that.
Yeah. What the hell?
I was like, what the fuck?
Especially because he's in love with her.
Yes.
Boy, just take it. Take your in and go.
Ugh. I was annoyed. But this
always has to happen.
It does.
There has to be a fight of emotion
mm-hmm.
to make it a romance. I don't know if that's one of the,
yeah.
the qualifiers. But
what do you call it?
Third act breakup.
Yep. That's
there
right.
There you go.
It always happens.
Always.
Always.
So they're both steaming on either side, you know. Trying to avoid each other. He's absolutely miserable, being mean to everyone, super grumpy, this, that. She's just like, fuck it, whatever. So she's like, fine, if Brett wants to date me, we'll go on a date.
Mm-mm-mm.
So she, what was it? She couldn't go somewhere with him, so she just invited him back to her house. Mm. And I was fucking panicking from the second he came in. When he was looking through all of her stuff.
Yeah. Why?
I was like, Is he looking for somewhere to hide the body? Is he looking for weapons?
And my thing is, why are you inviting people over to your apartment ever?
Right? Yeah. You've met this guy like 2 times.
Mm-hmm. Both when you were drunk.
Both when you were drunk. Yeah. We do not know. We can't judge his character when you're intoxicated. It doesn't work like that.
We, as a collective reader, do not permit him to come to your home.
But I knew he was a sleazeball.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
So she makes them a drink or whatever, and they go to sit down, and he's automatically like creeping in her space. And then he like basically tries to force himself on her, and he's like, well, I'm the one that paid for this apartment, so you owe me now.
Yeah, what do I owe you? Ugh. I will literally cut your penis off.
So awful.
He's a stalker.
And then what happens? Our knight in shining armor comes.
Yay!
And he knocks on the door, and she's like, oh, that's Stone. He checks on me every night. If I don't answer the door, he'll just keep knocking, or he's going to break the door down. And so thankfully the dude lets her get up and answer the door, and she's able to express with her face that there's a problem.
Yeah.
And she lets Stone know that like Brett's in here and there's a problem basically. And I freaking love how Stone handled this. These are my last 3 points because this is the last of the book basically.
Yeah.
He says, go in your room and lock the door. I'll take care of him. Hey, Brett, long time no see, buddy. I was like, yes. And then he says this. Then they get into the discussion of like, we love each other. Like, what is going on? And he goes, I didn't want you to have to choose. And then she said, that's my choice to make. And he goes, well, I know that now.
Yeah. Why did it take so long to figure it out?
Right.
Always.
So she's like, I don't care what my parents think. Like, I choose you. And that was my choice to make. But then he says, oh, she says, good. Now kiss me, Stonewalker. And he says, yes, ma'am.
Stonewalker.
I was like, oh, my gosh.
Stonewalker.
Okay, but now this guy knows that Stone lives next door to you. I know at the end they move. But
okay, I was going to say, did you read you did or didn't read the extra scenes?
I read the epilogue, but not the extra scenes.
Okay.
So I know that they moved somewhere else. Mm. Your grandma didn't. Your grandma lives there. That's her house.
Yeah.
And Brett is crazy, as we know.
Well, let's Stone is rich, so he probably has a Ring camera on her door, too, and can be like, fuck off.
Hopefully they just killed him.
Yeah.
That would be better.
Maybe.
We have the choice of doing that.
Yeah. Well,
we do.
In the bonus episode and whatnot, they do move into an apartment together.
This looks inappropriate.
They're together for a year. And he ends up proposing to her.
Oh, you know I love that.
There's always a proposal.
You love, or a baby.
In the epilogue.
And it was super sweet because she had her first like really big concert and he couldn't make it because he had an away game like where he had to fly, like travel for it.
Oh yeah, I read this part.
Yeah. And then Hayden, which is his assistant, mm-hmm. got everything set up with like candles and rose petals and like everything. Mm-hmm. And when she walked in the door, she saw it and she's like, what the hell? And then he was like, hi.
Because he got there like 10 minutes before her.
Yeah.
Something.
She's like, how long have you been here? And he's like, 1 minute before you walked in. So that was really cute. But
we love a good solid team.
Yes. Yeah. So are we ready for a third date?
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's closed door, but there's still so much of the like scenes that pull you in,
mm-hmm.
catch
those
your heart,
intimate scenes,
make like a shower scene,
the ones that like make you giggle a little bit and you're like, oh stop,
make a little blush.
Yeah, I love it.
Oh, I gotta get to the other things for my tips here. I did like the shower scene. It was a good one.
Everyone likes a shower scene.
Yeah,
where he like picked her up and he like grabbed her ass. I was like,
which I was worried that her body was gonna go into shock and she was gonna die because you put her in hot water immediately after putting her in ice. But
not a seizure. Stop it, Carly.
Motherboard malfunction.
I wish we could have got a video of that. That would have killed the mood immediately.
I haven't slept in so long. That was good. Well, I'm dying a little bit now. This is the spicy scene when they are in the kitchen. I think they had had sex like several times and it was good.
Was it?
Yes. Or I can't remember, but she was sitting on the island. He had put her up there. And what is it? His hands cupped my rear and he pulled me up. And he like picked her up and then he carried her to the bed and tossed her on it. And I was like, that's all I needed. Yep. I'm good now.
A good toss and just, a good pickup are see? Always.
That's all we need. Toss someone to pick us like, up and toss like us around.
Exactly. That's why he plays.
There you go.
I did want to say, Anne-Marie, good job. I'm proud of you. That spice, your 18 plus spicy scene was perfect.
There you go.
And either way, I loved all of it. But her spicy scene was very, what would the word be? Like it was very tasteful still. You know, good. It was good. That's pretty much all I have for third date. Do you want to do fuck, marry, kill?
Yeah.
Who are we going to kill? 1, 2, 3.
Brett.
Because he's a stalker.
And also, I'd like to kill Stone's dad.
Yeah, it was a tough one.
Do you think his name was Brock?
Probably.
Like Rock.
Yeah.
Sounds like a terrible name, says probably.
Rock instead.
Who would you F?
Isaac.
No, good choice. What about you?
I think it would still, I think my F and Mary is still Stone. I think he's just a solid guy, you know?
I agree.
You got these little points of like, he really cares, you know, like, for example, when he put Priscilla in the car and then was like, nope, I'm gonna make sure she gets
that's
home.
That's why I'm marrying him.
Yeah. And that's why, I mean, I feel like if, you know, in the F situation, he would take real good care.
Yeah.
You know?
There weren't that many other male characters that were like.
Yeah, we didn't have a lot.
Yeah. But I think either any of the football guys, they seemed all really nice.
Mm-hmm. I liked them. Isaac has a Ford F-150 you can get in the back of and do it.
And that's why she picked him, y'all.
Why do you think there's a bed?
You silly goose, get back in the pond. Oh, my gosh.
Well, who's your BFF?
Not Tilly.
I said Emerson.
It's going to be
Emerson.
I said
Hayden.
Yeah.
She would keep my life together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Louise, but who knows, she might maybe be so
grandma.
Busy all the time keeping
the
his
grandma,
shit together.
If she would be my best friend, I'd make her make me that chicken noodle soup she made for him.
There you go.
Stone would be a good one too though.
Yeah, he and would. The football guys.
Yeah,
yeah, they would all be good friends. I think
George, I don't know if his name was George, I'm pretty sure it was George, seemed like a really good friend to Stone.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's Pat Mahomes? Do you think George is Pat Mahomes?
There we go. Let's make who we think everybody
miss.
Is
freaking Kermit the Frog.
Do you have any questions?
I have questions and peoples.
Okay, this is speed date. Question us.
Y'all know I'm off.
What is Grand's cat's name?
Oscar.
And what color is he?
Black and white.
Incorrect.
I just had an orange. Oscar and he was black and white. Brown.
He's orange.
He's orange?
Yeah.
I should know that. I have
good
an
teamwork.
Cat.
What See? Was the university that the scout was from?
Was it a Southern?
Texas.
Oh. Yes and yes. The University of Texas. What UT. Was Emerson's middle name?
Emerson Biggs. No.
Emerson.
No.
Isn't that a thing here?
Yes.
Yeah. Is it an H or an M?
Heather.
M.
Margaret. Maggie.
It is Monica. A basic white middle name.
Marie.
You got it.
Sorry, Anne-Marie.
Marie, it was based off of you. Taylor.
Taylor.
That's a missed opportunity. Come on.
Emerson Taylor sounds pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
She had to steer clear for that.
Yeah. We don't want you to get
What color was Tilly's hair?
Red.
Blonde brown.
No.
What?
Black. Blue.
She oh, Tilly.
Blue ponytail.
Sorry. I was thinking Emerson, too. Well, I wouldn't have known wrong. It was blue, right? But yeah. Yeah.
All around wrong.
What company did Emerson sign with?
The red cherry. Remember.
Cherry red.
Cherry red.
What was Dyslexia. Gran's name?
Gran.
Mm-hmm. I only know her by her no. grandma name.
Mona.
Mona. That's a cute a pretty name.
What car
Why
did
are we the same
Brett
person?
Drive?
Chill out.
We've been separated a little bit from the couch. Like, we're not touching anymore. We're still the same.
Same. We're blanket. Not even sharing the same blanket.
What's happening?
Right.
What car did Brett drive?
It's not an F-150.
It's not.
A Prius? Or is that no. what she drove?
He has a motorcycle. Trick Honda. Question.
No. It's a Mustang. Red Toyota Corolla.
Corolla.
Which made me laugh because, so she's living in this apartment for 6 months. Mm-hmm. The rent is $1,000 a month. Mm-hmm. You gave her $6,000 and you drive a Toyota Corolla.
Economical.
And you're trying to pick up girls at the bar.
He was very like financy, so he's maybe like just very frugal.
Yeah, he was like, I ain't gonna spend the money on this.
And you're just gonna drop $6,000 to get some.
He yeah. was obsessed. He was a stalker freak.
You can find someone else for cheaper. Yeah. If that's what you want. I have two more questions, and they are a little more difficult.
Uh-oh.
There was a quote on the charm that her grandparents gave her. It's in Gaelic or something.
I remember.
And I'm not going to say it because I will butcher it.
Yeah.
I Googled the pronunciation. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
But do you know what it means?
Water something.
No, that was the other book.
Oh. Does it not mean Lucky Charm?
That was whiskey.
Yeah, okay. I was Love like, letter to whiskey. Where's the other one? You know?
Angels.
Water.
Serving.
Yeah.
I keep calling it that. Let's not. Dang
Angel
it.
Angel share.
The
That's
heart.
What that one was.
The one who holds my heart or something like that.
The literal meaning is beat of my heart or pulse of my heart.
Yeah.
Aww.
But it can just mean like my darling.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love that.
Here's the big one. Can you name all of the charms that were sent?
Oh my gosh.
Which this is another thing.
No.
I wanted the charms to not be from stone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because when did this start? How did you even figure this out?
It was a little bit before she moved in. She had already been getting them. So that's kind of weird.
I didn't like that. I wanted it to be somebody else. I was hoping like it was secretly Tilly or something.
So it's an elephant, an egg.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
A.
Well, hold on. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Did he give her a clover?
8. Yes.
That makes sense.
When they got engaged.
Yeah. So not the clover then.
I don't remember none of them.
The acorn?
Uh-huh.
Come on. Look at
dream catcher?
Uh-huh.
Oh!
Jeez, how many more?
Three.
Come
Three
on.
Three more? Oh my gosh, my brain.
Come on, sleep deprived. I don't know how you've gotten 5 already, so you're doing great. I don't remember none of them. Give us a hint.
One is Chinese. One is...
Ying-yang?
No. One is an animal, and one is a really weird word.
Another elephant? I thought I said elephant. I don't remember another animal.
It's a pig.
Oh, that's right. The pig. I don't remember him.
A cornicello?
Oh, okay.
What's that?
They explained it in the book, and I can't remember.
And a Chinese coin.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I wouldn't have got those at all.
Cornicello.
The pig.
You got a lot of them, though.
Yeah, high five.
Yeah.
Love it.
Air 5.
All right. Let's see these ladies you got.
I'm so excited.
Ladies and gents.
I have some really off the wall. Like one of mine is. And I'm so excited to tell you about it.
I mean, I obviously didn't pick Emerson and Stone because.
You didn't?
No.
Oh, good.
I was just imagining them to be Travis and Taylor.
Yeah.
Oh, I wasn't. I didn't at all.
Well, so then who did you pick?
Okay. So my Stone it's is Chris surprise. Evans.
I love Chris see. Evans.
I love that man.
And you guys, my Ira. Dang it, I gave it away.
Your Ira.
Who's
my
Ira?
Emerson is a singer-songwriter.
Okay.
Named Ira Wolf.
Oh,
is that the one you saw?
It's my girl. I freaking love
Let
her.
Let me see her.
I think she would fit.
And
that's
the
a
whole
good
time.
One.
Ira!
Yeah.
The whole Emerson. Time I was just picturing her. I was like,
that's
her.
Really cute.
I mean, look at her.
Yeah. She's perfect.
You're giving it, girl. You're giving it everything. But
this one really gave me vibes, like with the glasses.
Yeah. Because Emerson wore
glasses.
I love that.
Because when I saw her.
We want you on the podcast. Come on over.
Yeah.
Just sing for us.
Sing us a song, Ira.
Sing to our mics.
Ruby was singing one of her songs the other day, and it made my heart so happy.
Oh, she's beautiful.
Isn't she? We love you, Ira. Love her. Shout out. I'm going to tag you, girl.
Stop it!
Get out of each other's heads, you weirdos.
We said the same thing. Shout
out.
She didn't even register it.
We're just one of the same. You probably can't even tell because our voices sound the same.
Yeah,
too.
See?
We're just becoming
I'm going to start talking in a deep voice, guys, for the rest of the podcast.
Okay, so who did you pick?
I had one for Tilly and one for Hayden.
Okay.
Bet. Okay.
Because, I mean, Emerson and Stone, I'm Travis and Taylor, whatever. For Tilly, I picked Awkwafina.
Awkwafina,
because I love her.
I need to see a picture.
I was just thinking of the water, and nobody likes Awkwafina water.
I know, right? No, it's A W K W A F I N A.
Is she a singer? What is she?
She's a singer actress. I don't know if you watched the Wish Dragon. No, it's not the Wish Dragon. There's one with a dragon in it.
Outer Train of Dragon?
No.
Mm. Oh, I know what you're talking about. Raya.
Yeah, Raya. She was a dragon. Yeah.
Okay.
She doesn't have blue hair, but that's who I thought would be perfect.
She could give blue hair.
Yeah, right?
She could do it.
And
she
then for it. Hayden, I picked Isla Fisher, specifically from this one stupid movie. I don't know what it's called.
I know
she
that
wears
name.
Wears glasses. Yeah. The Brothers Grimsby.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know exactly who this is.
Uh-huh. Isn't that picture like, that's Hayden, right?
Yeah.
But Isla Fisher is such a cute little redhead.
She is cute. She's also in Grey's Anatomy. No?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Is she?
Let me see her again.
Hold on.
She married the mixed guy.
This girl?
Yeah.
No, she didn't.
Yes. Isla Fisher. How do you spell her last name?
My girl was April.
She's Confessions of a Shopaholic,
no.
Wedding Crashers.
You're thinking of
Now
this
You
girl.
See Me.
Maybe I'm thinking of somebody else.
This one
this could be
is who you're thinking of. And I just used her for the last book.
Maybe you're
she
right.
She married Jackson Avery.
Let me see.
The beautiful black boy.
Yeah.
With the blue eyes.
Yeah. I always say they have rainbow eyes.
He is freaking gorgeous.
See me. Yeah, maybe I'm thinking of somebody different.
You are, because that's who she. That's who she.
Maybe
are.
I am. And
oh, why can't I think of her name?
Come on,
because I just picked her for the last one. So smash or pass. I said smash. I liked it.
I would keep it around for a couple dates, probably three.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is a good road trip.
I agree because I
read
like
it. On
it.
A trip.
There you go. Yeah,
I'd perfect. Probably read it again if I needed a book to read. But like,
I don't think I've ever read any book again.
Okay. Well, I have a terrible memory, so I just leave it for like a year or two and then I read it again. I don't know what happens.
I read The Homecoming King twice in 1 year.
There's a couple books I'll come back to just because I love it.
But I did that because I read it and then we did it for the podcast and I read it again.
I'm going to say smash just because I will continue reading Anne Marie Myers books.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it. There was no part of it that I was like,
mm-hmm.
Like some of the other books. And I didn't text you guys and say, don't worry about finishing this book. So, what about you? Did you say, Sydney?
Like I said, I think it's a good weekend read.
Road trip book.
Road trip book.
It needs a little more plot.
Yeah. If it had a little bit extra, I think I'd smash.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like a mild smash. Like a, you know, like a...
Like a
a quickie,
like a dry, like dry humping, like clothes on
over the clothes, over the pants, handy.
There you go.
I want Anne, if you're listening, I want you to write
She's
a book
looking at
about
the sky.
She was.
Dear Anne,
God, are you there?
I want you to write a book about Isaac. Because
I bet she is.
I need more about him.
Let her know about it. Come on.
I will. In the comments. Hey, girl.
All right. So our Happily Ever After is actually my pick.
Yeah.
What is it?
It is, I know them. The bookshop. No, the band. Sorry. Jesus. The band Bookshop of Maggie Banks by Shauna Robinson.
Very good.
And that's what we'll be talking about next. So if you want to follow us on our socials, you can go to IG at Lovers Library Pod. And we also have a Facebook profile, which is Lovers Library Podcast. And we also have a private book club, which is Lovers Library Book Club. We also have a TikTok, which is at lovers.library.po. Thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Happily ever after.
Bye.